to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast in English for November 6th, 2020.
For English, dial 857-385-7066.
日本語の方は857-385-7319 857-385-7319へお電話ください。
한국어로들으시려면이번호를누르십시오857-385-7658
Para español, marca 857-385-7750
Hi, my name is Scott Oshima, and I will be your host for the Little Tokyo Little Podcast, a special podcast from your Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. Brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, in partnership with Tuesday Night Project and Rafu Shimpo. Have a stretch, hear haiku poems, listen to songs by local musicians, and hear cute local news, all made just for you. Join us for a new episode every 2 weeks. Let's get started with Radio Taiso, or Radio Exercises, with pianist Makiko Hirata. Follow Makiko's instructions, or just have a light stretch in any way that is comfortable for you. Stand, sit, or just enjoy the music.
Here we are. It's time for Radio Taiso. First, stand tall and stretch your whole body. Ready? One, two, and back down. Stretch your back. Next, arms and legs. One, two, three, four. Arms to the side and bend the knees. Repeat once more. Three, four, five, six. Now arms revolving. First one way, then the other. Arms outstretched, repeat once more. One, two, three, four. Legs spread out. Now the chest. Swing the arms to the side and slowly up again. Five, six. Chest spread widely. One, two, three, four, five, six. Next, arm bends. First the left and back again, then the right and back again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now forward bend. With rhythmic bounces, bend three times, then hands on your hips, bend backward, then up again. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now swing your arms and twist your body. Left, right, then diagonally to the back. And once again. Right, left, right, left. Five, six. Feet together now. Arms and legs. Arms up, arms down with strong, sharp moves. Up, arms down. One, two, three, four, five, six. Now feet apart. Bend forward twice toward the left foot, then up and open wide. Next, down to the right and back up again. Once again, two, three, four, five, six. Now rotate your whole body. Stretch the arms to their full length and make a full circle. And the same thing the other way. Be sure to stretch those hip muscles. Five, six, feet back together, and now jump. One, two, three, four, open, close. One, two, three, four, five, six, arms and legs. One, two, three, four, arms and knees moving together. One, two, three, four, five, six. and we end with deep breath, slowly in and slowly out. 5, 6, and one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Good job.
Thank you, Makiko. Now welcome Kenji Liu, reading a haiku from our Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. These haiku poems are submitted and written by people just like you.
This week's haiku is by Handa Setsuyu from the 1933 anthology Torch, published in commemoration of the 1932 Los Angeles Olympics. It goes, "The corn's lower leaves are yellowing. Smell of burning tortilla." Handa Setsuyu was part of a vibrant pre-World War II community of Japanese language writers in LA who regularly published poetry in local Japanese American newspapers. Reading their work, we sense what it was like to be an Asian immigrant during the 1920s and 30s, which was an extremely anti-Asian period in US politics. Poems like this one also hint at the way Japanese American and Mexican American communities overlapped. Where else but in LA would we find a Japanese language haiku about a torichiya or tortilla? Again, the haiku. "The corn's lower leaves are yellowing. Smell of burning tortilla." Did you know Handa Setsuyu, or are you a family member? Please get in touch. We'd love to learn more about their life.
Now, here are some of the latest news updates and some cute local stories from our very own 117-year-old Rafu Shimpo Daily News. Remember that these are only recorded once every 2 weeks. For the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3033.
Welcome to Rafu for You, a partnership of the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center, Sustainable Little Tokyo, and the Rafu Shimpo. This is Mikey Hirano Kolros of the Rafu Shimpo, and I hope this podcast finds you well and safe. The 14th Council District of Los Angeles, which includes Little Tokyo and Boyle Heights, has a new representative at City Hall. While a band serenaded at Mariachi Plaza in Boyle Heights, Kevin De Leon was being sworn in at a safe social distance inside the City Council chamber. De Leon was elected in March to fill the vacancy left by Jose Huizar, who was suspended after being indicted on bribery and racketeering charges. After serving in the State Assembly and State Senate, De Leon has returned to the city of his birth to help the city of Los Angeles cope with a host of challenging issues, notably those involving homelessness and affordable housing. He said it's time to revamp the rules and accelerate efforts to meet the needs of residents in the 21st century.
This is an inflection point in our history where we all collectively need to step up. It's not business as usual. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of economic anxiety. There's panic among the city's residents because they don't know if they're going to be able to make the rent. They don't know if they're going to be, you know, living on our streets sometime soon because of their inability to work. The public health ramifications or the public health consequences have been devastating, especially among our most vulnerable. So this is a time when it's all hands on deck, where elected leaders, government officials at every single level, local, state, and federal, need to come together in unison to provide a sense of hope to many of our most vulnerable residents.
Speaking to Rafu Shimpo senior editor Gwen Muranaka, De Leon said LA can be a model of how to handle the nationwide crisis.
You spoke of transformational change in your address. What are the transformations you would like to see for Little Tokyo and for CD14?
I think that, you know, CD14, I know that CD14 is the microcosm for the city of LA. If the city of LA is the epicenter of homelessness, then we are ground zero for homelessness nationwide. The tremendous pressure by market forces on the issue of displacement and gentrification are real. And we have so many families that are barely holding on by shoestring and have a reprieve, you know, until the end of January 31st. And that's when the eviction moratorium expires. So that's why we need some really bold, strong decision making to provide the transformative change to reimagine the city that we all love and live in. We can be bigger. We can be better than we are, you know, today. There's no reason why we can't have big ideas and really come together to execute those ideas, to improve the quality of life and to shape a city that's more inclusive and that works for everyone, not just somebody.
De Leon has intimate ties to Boyle Heights and Little Tokyo and takes pride in the fact that the Japanese-American National Museum is located not in Washington, D.C., but here, where the majority of Japanese-Americans reside. He also addressed concerns about the changing face of Little Tokyo and how developments, such as the still-under-construction Metro Regional Connector, will affect the identity of the neighborhood.
I think people are attracted to Little Tokyo because of its uniqueness, you know, within the city of L.A. and within our state. And I think it is important that we preserve, you know, our cultural values and our heritage for those who love, admire, who work, who live in Little Tokyo. It is unique because of those reasons. The last thing I don't want to see is the whitewashing, right? The displacement and gentrification of both businesses as well as residents. You know, so folks who want to come to Little Tokyo are more than welcome, but let's preserve the uniqueness of Little Tokyo. That's what makes it great.
De Leon is looking forward to the day when the current pandemic is relegated to history and Little Tokyo is able to once again welcome visitors without restriction to all it has to offer, including the newly completed Terasaki Budokan Athletic Facility.
I'm looking forward to that, the day when we have a ribbon-cutting ceremony, the day that we can control this virus and we can have, you know, state and national, international, you know, tournaments and making this a centerpiece or one of the centerpieces in Little Tokyo. Well, folks will be coming. I just can tell you, I just can't wait.
As a gentle reminder, all registered voters in California should already have received their mail-in ballots for the upcoming November 3rd election, and all voters are urged to return their completed and signed ballots as soon as possible. Early in-person voting begins October 24th in LA County. For more information, including locations of your nearest voting center and secure ballot drop boxes, visit lavote.net or, for those in Orange County, ocvote.com. That'll do it for this time around on Rafu for You. Again, thanks for listening and do take care.
Thanks, Rafu Shimpo. Once again, remember, for the most up-to-date news, please check out rafushimpo.com. That's RafuShimpo. Or contact Little Tokyo Service Center at 213-473-3030. Now lean back, relax, and listen to some music and a message from one of the many wonderful musicians in our community. These songs were recorded just for you, Little Tokyo.
It's our pleasure to welcome Blasian Project to the podcast, a media company that focuses on the experiences of Afro-Asian individuals. Their purpose is to provide community, identity affirmation, and dialogue to the over 8.9 million people in the U.S. that identify as mixed race. They share two pieces with us today. The first is by Janae Mayard, whose piece, Her Mother is Filipina, explores the complexities of colorism as a light-skinned Black woman and a dark-skinned Filipina. And the second piece, The Melting Pot of Misconceptions, by Marlon Booker invites listeners to question and look beyond the perception of Hawaii as a perfect melting pot of cultures.
Hello, residents of Little Tokyo. This is Marlon and Julian Booker, and we're the founders of Blasian Project. Blasian is a colloquial term used to refer to those of African and Asian descent. And Blasian Project is a media company that tells the stories of Afro-Asian mixed-race individuals to open up broader dialogues about racial constructs and identity. Many Blasians grow up struggling with the idea of racial identity, and oftentimes we may feel at odds with our communities, and while there is a lot we may understand about our ethnic heritages, there is a lot that can equally baffle us as well. Through telling Blasian stories, we aim to bridge the gap between Black and Asian communities, and for those navigating those rough waters, we work to provide a safe space for Blasians and parents of mixed-race children alike to affirm their identities and commune with others who share their experiences and challenges. So to learn more about Blasian Project, please visit our website at www.blasianproject.org. You can view our Volume 1 film there and stay up to date with our latest content. You can also follow us on social media at the handle Blasian Project on Instagram and on Twitter. That's Blasian Project. Please enjoy these excerpts from our 2017 film, Blasian Narratives, Volume 1.
Pacquiao is fighting Marquez for the fourth time. I walk downstairs from my best friend's room to get more food because you know Filipino parties. 5% party, 95% food. Mano po. Hey, tita. The woman I just greeted looks at my best friend's mother as though confused by the words coming out of my full lips. Oh, have you met Janae? Si friendly ella, Filipino angkay ang nanay. Her mother is Filipina. In an instant, this stranger's entire posture changes. Her eyes light up, and her initial disappointment with my greeting is dismissed because all of a sudden, my skin is more familiar, my slender eyes make sense, and I'm no longer the one-dimensional shade of black she saw 3 minutes ago. I hold a very special place for that look on people's faces when they find out that her mother is Filipina. Because to you, Filipinos, it means that the food you eat is as easy for me to swallow as the cocoa that dusts my cheeks for you when you learn it's diluted with your milk. The tongues you speak fall upon my ears as sweetly as the jazz in my voice when you hear it sung through your magic sing karaoke in my skin. We can fix that with some bleach. We have cream upstairs, Manka. Yeah, I saw that on your sink. And to you, black people, my blackness is prettier when wrapped up in a lighter complexion, imported from a faraway land and adorned with nicer trimmings of foreign appeal. My blackness in and of itself is not a gift to you, so you would rather leave it unopened than receive what you know all too well, what you've been told to hate all too well of yourself. I'm sorry to both of you if I don't dance upon hearing that her mother is Filipina. My dad is black, and my skin is somewhere in between. If all their sneers and whispers are true, if Southeast Asians are the blacks of Asia, then your commonalities and colors would make more sense. But there is no excuse for the fear on my best friend's face of the disappointment her mother would feel if she stayed too long in the sun. I will not sing that my mother's homeland has lightened my complexion. These notes should not sound so sweet to you, and I've heard this tune 1,000 times. I will not dance to it when you strip it of its rich and dark percussion. I prefer the version where the percussion and the melodies intertwine in a rhythm that falls upon your deaf ears. My golden complexion is melodic. Your Southeast Asian or African or Caribbean melanin is melodic. So why don't your eyes light up the same way when you hear it?
Hawaii, melting pot of the world, paradise of multicultural harmony. The land where cultural continuities get thrown into a big pot to make chop suey. The land where languages turn from Mabuhay, como esta, o genki desu ka, mahalo to Ebrada. How's it, huh? Hold it. Let my Japanese self crunch some numbers for you. Okay. Approximately 1 in 4 persons living in Hawaii identify as multiracial, and let me tell you, a hell of a lot more are multi-ethnic. Just ask John Kimsung Keolohilani Tamura, for example, and he's not even Hawaiian, okay? I am chop suey. I'm noodles and cabbage and spam and shoyu and onions, because let's be serious, I smell a little funny sometimes, but Hawaii is full of chop suey. We've got Chinese, Japanese, Koreans, Filipinos, Portuguese, Papolos, Haoles, Polynesians, Micronesians, bananas, Oreos, and my personal favorite, Katongs. So, I mean, I'm Blackanese American, but if everybody else misled that, I suppose I can fit in too, huh? Yeah, I mean, well, that's how it would seem on the surface. Let me take you back to 05. Me in Lids, Hawaii at Ala Moana Shopping Center, and I'm wearing FUBU jeans, an LRG shirt, and I'm about to buy my very first fitted cap.
To end today's episode, here's Chester Ike playing an ukulele rendition of Momiji, or Autumn Leaves.
Thanks again to our incredible community musicians. And now we want to hear from you. Call us to submit your haiku poem for the Spacious Solidarity Haiku Challenge. Let us know what song you want to hear next, or share a message with Little Tokyo friends and neighbors. We'll share some calls and requests on the next podcast episode. Give us a call at 626-789-5269. That's 626-789-5269, or email Alma at aguzman@jacc.org. That's aguzman@jacc.org. Thank you for listening to the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Check back every 2 weeks for new episodes made just for you. This podcast is brought to you by the Japanese American Cultural and Community Center and Sustainable Little Tokyo, our community partners Rafu Shimpo and Tuesday Night Project, and our generous funders, the Kresge Foundation and the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. We are wishing you all health and happiness from our homes to yours. This is Scott Oshima signing off from the Little Tokyo Little Podcast. Talk to you soon.